residential area. And I just, you know, if, like I said, if they wanted to move, if they wanted to come out there and have a family out there, I think that'd be great. Because I'm slowly beginning to meet all the neighbors out there, and I'm very comfortable out there. And I want to, I'm retired, so I want to remain comfortable. And I just have, I just don't want a residential rental out there. I mean, a nightly rental. And that's all I've got.
Okay. Gentlemen, you can come back up if you want to. Do any members have any questions or concerns for this applicant?
Is it okay if I say a few words? Or
yes.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to address, and thank you guys, or sorry, thank you.
Direct your comments to us, please.
I just wanted to kind of address their concerns and kind of talk through that as well. I know that a lot of their concerns are the same concerns that we would have owning this property, again, primarily for our family's use. We have three families using the cabin on the weekends and throughout the week sometimes. So really, we're not looking to make, like, a ton of money, like I said. It's really just, like, a way to supplement the cost of the mortgage and building the land for everything. So as far as the traffic, I think the beauty of the layout of this property, you know, it's extremely beautiful, and we are at the very beginning of the subdivision. So as far as the signage that we are going to have on the property and instructions to our guests as they are checking in, you know, the handful of guests we have, I think the important thing is letting them know, like, we're not – it would be very difficult to miss the turn-in to where we're at with the proper signage there and the proper instructions to guests who are staying there. And so the concern about driving through the property and meandering through there, I mean, it might happen, but I would say it would be probably pretty rare. And we would definitely not want that to happen either. And so the barriers that we would put up for the property line directly behind, like adjacent to us, we're wanting to put up actually more natural buffer and more barriers there, trees, shrubbery. Again, the whole idea of this is to be a seclusive experience. It's not meant to invite a ton of people. That's intentionally why we made it a two-bedroom dwelling as well. And so an ideal person that would stay there would be like a couple, you know, celebrating an anniversary or, you know, something like that. So there's a wedding venue, you know, not too far up the road as well. So, you know, maybe like a honeymoon suite or something like that. So we're not looking to invite a ton of new traffic or introduce a lot of new, you know, guests there. As far as the flooding, you know, that's definitely a concern of ours. For the creek and the green space area, we're excited to just, like, really make that. The previous owners didn't, I mean, they took care of the space, but we noticed there was a lot of debris throughout the creek, and so we want to make sure that we're cleaning that up on a regular basis and making that a really just nice place, not only for us as property owners, but also for the entire subdivision. So we want to make sure that we're intentional about that, too. You know, I think as far as our goals for this, like I said, we're not looking to have it booked out 100% of the time, 90%. Like, we just want to supplement a little bit of the time when we're not there using it and enjoying it. Hopefully we're going to be using it as often as we can. But in the chances that we're not, it would be nice to be able to even rent it out to other family members or friends of family, you know, things like that. And we want to make sure that we have kids too. Like he said, he has a one-year-old. You know, we're very mindful of that, and we would never want that to happen. So we would make sure to put up safeguards for that.
Okay.
Would one of you be the designated manager?
Yeah. So, yeah, Scott would be the designated manager. All three of us would be managing and cleaning and checking up on the property. I've mowed it a couple times already. I'm actually going out this weekend to mow it again. And so we're all, like I said, Dustin and I live in Springfield on the south side, so it takes us about 25 minutes to get to the property. Scott lives about 15 minutes away. And we would love to get to know the neighborhood and get to know the neighbors, make sure they have our contact information. And I bought honey from the guy just up the road who sells honey. You know, I'm very eager to get involved in the neighborhood and involved in this area. So.
Any other members have any comments or concerns, questions?
spent a lot of time and effort to make this new zoning map. And we've got places set aside for nightly rentals. We've got places set aside for single family. And this is single family. I mean, I appreciate what you guys want to do. This is a residential subdivision.
That's also my concern is if we approve a nightly rental here, then it just goes right on up the road to the other lots. I like the concept of the cabin and being able to enjoy it in a remote area. I have one myself, but it's the nightly rental part that concerns me with the compatibility with the rest of the homeowners in that particular subdivision. So. Anybody else? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve or deny this conditional use request. Okay, we have a motion to deny. Do we have a second? I'll make the second to the motion. Discussion, a couple things is in your book. No. Basically, on number one, I have a concern with. Number one and number three would be my concern, Scott.
Okay, but what parts of that development plan he gave you?
The
or the concerns so that
surrounding property for uses and the compatibility. This is single family residential.
Scott, is this zone RR1?
Yes. I mean, it's a single family residential. Let's pull it up here real quick.
That's what the application has.
Yeah. RR1.
What? This being single family residential.
So, Chairman Hayes, since conditional use is an approved use in an RR1, that being just a residential area, that's an area that they can apply.
But
the reason his development plan in this RR1 does not fit is what I need. I mean, RR1 is an approved zone that he can ask for this permit. So just to put on that he can't do it in RR1, I mean, that's an error. I just have to be honest with you because he can ask for it. There's something with his development plan that's got you. And then back to Doug's, I mean, it's a platted area for single-family residents, but again, that's an RR1. It's not compatible with residential subdivision. Something with his plan makes it not compatible, Mr. Fabian? Well, the problem is you guys approved that as a use in single-family residential subdivisions, so you're not getting to the reason that he could not show that that's an error. You guys sent the county commission a zoning regulation that said, yes, people can come forward in RR1, R1, A1, et cetera.
Is it okay if I speak now, or am I can I not?
That's up to the chairman.
I was just going to add. Okay, sorry.
What about the health, safety, morals, and comfort of the general welfare? The existing residents and property.
So you feel like the nightly rental is going to have a substantial adverse impact, his plan with the comfort and general welfare of the other residential? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
If it was down at the tail end of the subdivision, I'd see traffic concerns. And new people are going to be driving by all the other neighbors, but they're at the head of the road. I'm listening to these guys back here, but I haven't been able to come up with a good reason to deny it. I'm looking at the book, you know.
Are you familiar with that area up there, George?
Mm-hmm. I don't like the egress. I don't like the road because it can flood.
It's another Lake Taneycomo. It can be up before you know it.
Yeah.
Up and down that road.
Yeah, but we also approved one up Foggy River that gets 6 feet of water in it. That's the problem with precedents.
My struggle is local representative, and I had the same issue on the last case. I don't know how you manage the property, and that doesn't mean they can't get somebody more local, but to me, Green County or Nixa isn't what I would consider local. Okay. I manage a nightly rental myself, and I'm 2 minutes away.
Right.
So that would be a concern for me, is local management, local representative. Because if something happens and somebody gets caught in a flood or whatever, then you need to have somebody that can be here ASAP, not 30 minutes. That's just my opinion.
Not to be argumentative, but their location fits the guidelines that are required for
under J, local 24-hour representative is a local representative, may be the owner or a property management company representative, agent, designated, or other personnel employed, authorized, engaged by the owner to manage, rent, or supervise the nightly rental. The local representative shall maintain a residence or permit place of business within Taney County or the counties adjoining Taney County. And she'll be available on 24-hour, 7-day-a-week basis.
Okay, that was my question. Was sure, local?
Yeah. Well, that is. I mean, they meet the guidelines for local representatives.
And that's what
Christian
I was asking.
Christian County line isn't a half a mile from there.
Yeah.
It's actually closer than that.
Probably, yeah. I mean, it's just
100 feet. I mean, right there is a Christian County line.
Like I said, I'm listening to them guys back here, but I can't think of I can't find a legitimate reason to deny it. I would like to deny it because I think, you know, the neighbors, that's what they got, and not just because they were there first. But, you know, I think you should be able to do anything you want to with your property as long as it doesn't injure your neighbor. But deciding on whether or not it injures your neighbor is kind of up to your neighbor, you know. But I, like I said, I know that sounds negative, but I'm on your side because I can't think of a good reason to deny it. As you guys can, you go for it.
Well,